I was sitting out there getting ready to come in here for all the stuff, and I heard some crows outside. So I was like, I'm going to feed them some peanuts because it sounds like they want some peanuts. And I go out there, and there's like one crow sitting on the lawn, like picking at the dirt. And there's a crow right next to it, just screaming in its face. Like, I'm like,
mansplaining.
Yeah. Like, this is not how you do it. You're doing it wrong. And I throw out some peanuts, and they both were like, oh, that's not great. And so they flew off, but they just flew up to the wire. And, like, the one was, like, trying to get away from this other one. And the other one just came up right next to it and just started screaming again. I'm like, bro, settle down. It's not that important, whatever you're saying.
Incorporated in 1875, proclaimed as the City of Destiny, Tacoma has maintained itself as the City of Grit. Tacoma kept its in-your-face artistry and individuality that sets it apart from anywhere else in the world. Our never-say-die attitude continues to this day. We are honored to bring to you those who live in Tacoma and its surrounding areas, whose contributions are what bring this city to life. The reputation is real. Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Scott.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Derek.
And today is a Sunday sermon, getting up in the at the crack of mid-afternoon, getting towards early evening at this point when we finally were able to get ourselves and get our lives together enough to put together a podcast this week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You can find us all at gritcitypodcast.com. And lots of different ways that you can find us. Like I said, there is the link. The portal is Grit City Podcast. And you can listen to us live on the Discord if you want to, which is also a way to have so many conversations and, I don't know, hang out with us. And listen to our live podcasts.
Whoa.
I know, it's so exciting, Jeff.
And we're also chatting in the record room, listen, or the recording listening room. We're in the open chat.
Yep.
Or it says open chat. Maybe it's not called an open chat. It's just called a chat.
That just opens the chat, open. Jeff.
Yeah. Jesus Christ! What's a...
This is about the wavelength we're on, I think, on this on this Sunday.
Right on. Yeah, man.
I woke up about 5 minutes after I was supposed to be here. So,
well, congratulations on that. Was that an Sunday afternoon nap there then?
Yeah. You know, it was kind of leftovers from last night a little bit.
Dude, I understand that. I've been getting into the video game world.
Nice. And
yeah, went to our good old friend Kevin at House of Cannabis, made a stop off over there.
Cool.
And yeah, since my I figured out how my Xbox One wasn't Solar Flares, and was able to get the Rock Band rolling up again.
Nice. So you're feeling pretty good after that, huh?
Oh, like, yeah.
You're like, yeah, this shit is working.
Well, and this was this was the thing. This is the worst part about it. So I'm like blaming Solar Flares for my Xbox One blowing up.
Solar Flares.
Because so many things just like died last week. So it was easy and convenient and my perceptions became my reality and Solar Flares had nuked everything. Our 10 plus year old television died. Solar Flares. My Xbox One died. No, turns out I didn't really plug it in all the way. But I had set up, because I was just going to be like, all right, well, it's done. I'll toss it. I was like, well, I'm going to see if I can try to fix it. And I talked to one of my good friends, Chris, and I thought that he had mentioned it in our Grit City Podcast Discord channel. Turns out he didn't.
I don't remember him, yeah.
Yeah, it turns out he didn't. It was on a totally different channel. Discord's a confusing place for an elder millennial such as myself.
But our channel is the best, I was just saying.
100%. 100% the best. But I did find that there's a place right by the Red Robin on Steel Street, that area where the Five Guys, the Half Price Books and all that is that. It's called You Fix or You Break, I Fix. and Ooh. They can repair that stuff. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to make an appointment for it. They give you a nice little drop down menu, and they've got like chains all over the place. I don't know if it's like a local franchisee or whatever, but I got set up for them to take a look at it. And before I went to my appointment, about an hour before, I decided to check it again to see. Sure shit, suddenly it's working. And through no fault of my own? No. Anyway, decided, well, okay, it's a good time for me to cancel that appointment. Went through on their online robot, probably did it for me, and canceled that that appointment, so I didn't need to use it. But it comes highly recommended from other people, so if you need some sort of console repair, I would say go look at them. I can't actually qualify their work because I didn't need it done because I troubleshooted it myself. But
good
anyway,
job, dude.
Yeah, probably could have gone
fixing things. Look at you.
Yeah, look, I only waited about a week or so, thinking nice. That the thing was completely dead, and I just put it in a box ready just to give it up. I was going to go buy another friend's old Xbox One and
nice.
Then go through the arduous task of re-downloading every one of my Rock Band songs, which, yeah, Derek knows this pain because you probably...
Yep, nope, when I moved over to the Xbox Series X, like having upgraded, I have to download like... Oh, I want to say 600, 700 songs now.
And yeah.
Yeah, it takes a while.
I'm around that area.
Do that automatically for you? It doesn't just update for you?
No, because you have to reinstall your games, and then from there it'll... Like, I have a lot of legacy stuff back from, like, 360 era that I've ported over.
Yep.
So it has to go and check every license for it and then download it.
Yep. And I'm in that exact same boat. It's like, mine started off at the 360 level... And I still have the legacy controller USB port input if I wanted to go, like, dig out my drums.
Dude, those legitimately sell for about $300 to $600.
The ports?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm glad I didn't throw it away.
Yeah, the wannabe Bluetooth adapter.
Yeah. 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 Oh, fuck.
I gave one away, like, 5-6 years ago, and then I realized afterwards that
Oh, it's like, look at you
much.
Just giving away money. Well, yep. So I guess I'll be keeping that. Good God. Yeah, I've been going through the old attic like I was talking about before, just getting rid of a bunch of extra crap. And I saw that and I'm like, I'll probably keep that. But I mean, I used to have the really cool old school Rock Band guitar, the Fender, that was like fully weighted. And the wife got it for me for a Christmas birthday gift or whatever many years ago. And I fucking used it so much I broke it. So,
pretty soon, not to get too nerdy on this, but PDP is putting out the Riffmaster guitar.
Too late.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Oh, they're going to bring out another guitar then, huh?
Yeah, it's coming out. They have not announced the pre-orders yet, but I believe it'll probably be another week or two. We'll start seeing pre-orders for those.
God damn it. I don't need to spend money on this.
And they work with Fortnite Rock Band.
Wait, Ooh. There's a Fortnite Rock Band?
Oh, dude. Yeah. Okay, we'll have to. Have
oh, okay. Yeah, we'll talk about this later. We got some actual Tacoma shit that we can talk about. Fuck God. Thank you everyone for enduring this podcast and how we're gonna be going through it. But yeah, Nerd Talk is one of those things that we do. You can talk about us in the GCP Gamers channel on our Discord. Lots of different channels and lots of different things to do, and that's why Scott was saying that we do have the best Discord channel. Because
we do.
We have so many different channels. We've got the general chat, which is just fun just to throw stuff out there. We've got coaster questions. If you're just drunk or hanging out and you want to ask some questions about maybe some upcoming guests or some old guests that we might have come up or even just us or fuck, you can just ask it to the general world and just see what happens. You can throw stuff right in there to the coaster questions channel. Also,
yep. And coming up on Patreon soon, we actually did a Q&A episode. So that'll be dropping pretty soon.
That will be dropping pretty soon. That was fun. We got through a lot of stuff, and it was really fun. And to be perfectly honest, even though I edited the episode, I don't remember what we said, so I'm going to have to go back and listen to it myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw that you'd set that edit over. It's like, hey, Justin, that's my job.
I know. I was like,
but I appreciate it.
Yeah, if you just want the raw, I can fix that to you and send it to you.
No, it's fine.
All right, cool. Sweet. but yeah, so a lot of different channels. One of them is our shout-out channel. And I like this one because as much as we are all men about town and we go hang out and we go do the things and we see the stuff instead of sitting at home just playing Rock Band on a Saturday night, you know, we go out and do things, of course.
I mean, I did that too.
Yeah, I know, right? But we do go check out some things. But if you happen to do so, like I said, we can do a lot, but we can't do everything. This is the channel where you get to throw out some of the cool shit that you do. And even like just all sorts of random things. Like Eric, our sports maven, posted that their friend can do a macrame class for you and your friends and the coworkers. You can hit them up and just boom, throw out the Instagram right there for that. Like a bunch of different ways and different things to do. Eric also posted about how the Dockyard Derby Dames need a new practice space because of the whole skate world thing that we've talked about on a couple of previous episodes. So there was a whole thing that was putting out that on, you know, that had already happened as of this recording, but there are things that are happening for fundraisers for them. So you can check that out as it drops live. And if you are a part of all of these, you can find some really cool stuff to do. And some of it's food, some of it's partying, some of it's just kind of hanging out and doing some different things. But also, our own Derek posted one that looks fucking delectable and I'm very excited for because it was mentioned on the Side Piece Kitchen episode. SPK are really good friends with Buddy's Chicken and Waffles, which I've had at their various ghost kitchen locations, usually delivered or like a pickup out front. But now, after many trials and tribulations, Buddy looks to have the brick and mortar store almost done, but done enough to still get some grub, right?
Yeah, so I've talked about Buddy Chicken and Waffles backing him on a Kickstarter, and I was a holdout. I was waiting until he was at this new location. If you follow him on social, he posts a lot of reels about what he's been dealing with, trying to get business licenses done and health inspections done, and then he had a burst pipe, and like it's been a whole thing. So he actually posted on one of his reels, I think both on Facebook and Instagram, I think he cross-posts those, that he would be doing resuming curbside pickup, but at the new brick and mortar location, which is a couple blocks from where I'm at. So
nice.
Yeah. So wife and I got up Saturday morning, checked the times. You know, he opened a little bit later than we had planned on, but we were holdouts because we've been wanting this for a while. And yeah, we picked up a couple orders. And I will say that like the wife picked up one of the pictures that we have posted in the shout outs is the Cinnamon Toast Crunch waffle, which I love. Cinnamon Toast Crunch didn't quite hit for me, but the one I got was their banana cream pie, and it was amazing.
Yeah, Derek loved them cream pies. I'm just staring at these pictures, man. Like,
oh, no, it does look super good. I'm looking at it, too. I'm like, oh, shit.
And look at that big old fucking, like, if you look at it, there's, like, these huge orders, these massive pieces of chicken on top of these huge waffles. And then just in case you weren't sure that you had enough carbs, there's a whole side of crinkle cut fries right there too.
Yep, so we bought those separate because he puts his own like secret seasoning on it. Ooh. So I had to try those out. It was like $5 for that container.
God, that is packed too.
Yeah, so for listeners who aren't in the Discord, join up on our Discord and check out all the pictures that we post. But B, the waffle itself is the size of a to-go container.
Yeah,
like it fills the entire bottom of that.
The whole bottom of it. What the fuck? God, I mean, I remember because I've gotten it. I've literally gotten it on like DoorDash or whatever the fuck ever that he was using, you know. But I just, I forget. You forget. And I love it because if you get it at the curbside pickup, it's fresh. Like,
oh, yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, getting it on the delivery plus fucking fuck DoorDash and their stupid fucking surcharge fees and shit. I just want it hot and fresh, just like right away. And I've had it before and I love it. So I'm glad that he's got that curbside rolling. And I'm hoping soon that he'll get the whole front of the store open so people can come and sit down.
Yeah, no, it was getting it fresh. Like I said, it's not that far from me. So being able to just get that message, hop down within 5 minutes and get it fresh home. Like, I took one bite. I was like, yep, this is going to be a problem for us.
Yeah. We need a rule that you can't post pictures of fucking fried chicken in the message, because now I'm just staring at their stupid thing. It looks so good.
And that was like, I had, and the sad part for me was I forgot about the whole Buddy chicken and waffle, because when we went over to HOC to re-up for the weekend festivities, I just ended up rolling over to Safeway and getting their chicken tenders.
It does not compare.
No, it does not at all. Like, they're fine in a pinch, like, but there's such a difference. And if I would have remembered, I would have, like, taken the extra drive to go down, you know, the 20 or so blocks just to go there and get that. Because I saw that picture afterwards, and I'm like, man, as I'm sitting here eating my Safeway chicken, again, it's not the worst, but it does not compare to what that was right there. And I ain't taking no pictures of mine and putting it up on the internet. You can do that with yours. So I'm happy that they're going and running. Check them out. We've put the links up there, but it's easy. It's buddieschickenandwaffles.com. And if you just put it into Facebook, you'll find him. He's all over that shit. Like, that's what I really love about these younger entrepreneurs, because they understand that we're here for some fun content, but also they show the goods, they show the food, and they have a little bit, I mean, both of them have that little bit of sass to them, which is fucking hilarious as well. So, I mean, if you want to talk shit to them, they might put you on blast on their reels.
Yeah, they'll deal with it. That's the thing. That's what makes social media is, you know, back in the day when Twitter first happened, these companies didn't know how to deal with customers actually talking back to them, you know, until they learned, well, you got to talk back to the customers, and the ones that did it survived. And I think the same with these, they will talk back to you. So you better be nice.
Right. I appreciate that a little bit. So keep following them. And I think I've said this probably as much as I said trying to talk about Side Piece, but I'm manifesting it right now. Once Buddy gets his shit settled down a little bit, I want to get him on. But again, he is the kind of guy, self-admitted, that he wants to do it all himself. And now he's slowly realizing, by the way, they're looking for people to work the store. So go check that out if you're interested.
Yeah, when I hopped over there, I was going to bring him a sticker, but I was like, you know what? Let me try it out first before I'm like, hey, come on the show, because I didn't want to hate it. And then,
yeah, that's fair.
We want to recommend stuff that we enjoy.
Yep. Good call on that. And I mean, he's super busy right now. So once things get into a kind of a groove, then, because I don't think things will stop being busy for him. But once he gets into it and, you know, his restaurant isn't flooding and he's having to deal with all the chaos of running all of that, we're going to get him on. I'm manifesting it right now. And if anybody knows me, they know me as a manifester.
Whoa. Yikes.
No, that's a good thing.
Oh, I mean, I'm writing that down.
I know, right?
That happened. Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. All right. Well,
manifester.
Yeah. I had an uncle that was a manifester.
There's a box list for manifestors.
Yeah, all right, we need to move this. We need to change this. Topic change. There, we've got another Discord channel, Scott Topics, because Scott, we needed a way for Scott not to send us all of his articles in our group chat.
I mean, he still does.
He still does.
I still do.
But now we've also kind of focused it to where we can have discussions about them as well with everybody. So we're not the ones always having to talk about it. Because sometimes you send some things that are weird, man.
Yeah, well, I find weird things interesting. I can't help myself.
Straight up. I think you get to spend too much time on the old public transit.
That's part of it. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I read a lot of random shit online. So, yeah. You guys, are we going to talk about the fish that makes a noise like a shotgun?
That's one of them that you have there.
Oh,
I haven't watched that one yet.
I haven't watched that one. That one kind of frightens me.
It doesn't actually sound like a shotgun. It sounds like sonar more than anything. It's just clicky noises.
Oh, but so that's
loud. Super loud. Yeah. per their body size.
Yeah, they're like the size of your pinky finger.
Whoa.
Crazy, right?
See, that's the stuff that you can learn. That's like the fun part about what you've got going on here with that. And one of
the whole talk about platypi. Platypuses.
Yeah, is it platypi? It's not platypi, right? Because that's not the right thing.
I think it's platypuses, but platypi sounds funny to me.
Get that platypussy. Right. Couldn't help it. It was right there. Sorry to everyone listening to us live. And as a quick aside, shout out to all of the amazing people who are listening to us live in the Discord channel who had to endure that shitty joke.
Platypenises and platypussies.
Okay, I was going to call out names, but not after that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm late to the game. Go ahead. Carry on.
No, shout out to the live listeners. We actually have a full house for Sunday sermon, which is rare for us.
Right.
We got Autumn, Christina, Eric is listening as well. Scotty Legacy, Compton Files is there, as well as Twisted Zombie. And I know that Package Man UPS was here, but it looks like he might have dropped out.
Yeah, and people come and go as they're going along with that. I think maybe some of our jokes might have caused some people to go, which we apologize for.
People listen live if they're doing work as well. That's happened more than once.
Yep.
Yeah, make sure you put us on speaker.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, connect it to your Bluetooth and make it so it's set up to play throughout the whole house. So everyone...
SPK called it out that they started their day listening to us.
Nice. Appreciate that. And so we have, going back to the discussions of the Scott topics, the one that I thought that was really cool because...
Even Tyler's toes?
No! No! Oh. No!
That's what made it not safe for work.
Was that the one that
did it? I was
going to
change my username to that.
So Scott will put up some spicy pictures of Steven Tyler and his toes, which it takes a keen eye to see some of the extra things, because I just was like, Steven Tyler in a dog picture, sure. And then suddenly...
Right? That's what I thought, too.
And then suddenly toes, and you're like, oh, no. And then you can't stop looking at... Anyway, the one that I did find interesting was from BoardPanda.com, and they had the 45 maps that might shift your view of the U.S. And the thing that was... Like, the whole title of it was kind of like, okay, whatever, but... The wife-ski was sitting next to me, and she was scrolling through them all because she loves to do that. She loves to engage with Scott, which I love because...
She's fantastic.
Yeah. Shout out to the wife for being able to really get down and engage with these things. And actually made it interesting for me because she was talking about it. And Tacoma comes up in a couple of these. Like, there's a Tacoma bend or at least a Washington bend with some of them. And a lot of them are visual, so you need to go to the channel and click on them. Like, it shows the topography of the U.S., which is really very interesting when you see how different one side is to the other.
But it's interesting in the ones that show population as well.
Yeah.
Compared to size, right? Like, how big the U.S. is, but how few people live in certain parts.
Or
how many people live in some parts.
Almost all of the states have a smaller population than Los Angeles County.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about, right? Or the GDP. Like, there's like 6 counties in the whole U.S. and they make more money than some countries. Dude, that's fucking crazy, right?
And then it got into like some of the weird ones, which I love because I love some of these like BuzzFeed or Cracked or articles like that, where it's like the most oddly named towns in each U.S. state. And some of them are kind of stupid. Like, there's one in Minnesota called Little Canada. And I knew about Oregon, the boring Oregon, because I swear that we have like a dull Washington or something like that as well, too. But then you get into like the South, and it's weird.
On purpose?
Maybe.
I think a lot of these were on purpose, and
like Toad Suck?
Well, yeah, that's no, hold up. No, the towns are not going to name themselves Jeff.
Once the town gets old enough, it decides what name it would like to give itself.
I got you.
But then we get shit like, okay, there's Massachusetts. This kind of makes sense if you think like pilgrims and like religious stuff. There's one, Satan's Kingdom. Like, was that just the like anti, like, we don't like anything about all the people around here. We're just going to name it Satan's Kingdom to fuck.
What state was that in? I'm
Massachusetts.
That was my mother-in-law's house.
That was in Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah. So let me see. Okay, so what state do you think Booger Hole is in?
Oh. That to me is a Midwestern kind of southern state. So I'm going to say like Tennessee.
You're close.
Oh.
Geographically, you are close.
Nice.
West Virginia.
I was going to say, I got the maps popped up. I can't play this game.
But the
West
one,
Virginia's a good one.
The one they gave for Washington, I feel that we could get weirder. They gave us Big Bottom.
Hmm.
So there's a Big Bottom, Washington. I'm not too sure where Big Bottom, Washington is.
If anything, we're honest.
Google searches.
We're honest. It's a nice place to visit.
I have a feeling typing bottom. Big Bottom, Washington is just going to pop up OnlyFans in a minute.
It's pretty close to that. It did find the map, the old map there. So, yeah. So
it's in Randall.
That doesn't help. I don't even know where Randall is. Eastern Washington?
Apparently he has a Big Bottom.
No, that is that's Randall. That's in the Cascades. Is it? I got the ravine, the Big Bottom Ravine. So I don't know. I probably found the wrong one.
So it's on the other side from us as a perspective. It's on the other side of Mount Rainier National Park.
Ah, all right. So that's kind of
fun. Sounds like a road trip.
To Big Bottom?
Yep.
It's
definitely a place that needs a strip club if they don't have one.
Bro, bottoms up. I'm down. I don't want to run a strip club. I don't even know. No, we're not getting into that. So
pop it up, this Google search. I'm just falling down a rabbit hole now. There's not a whole lot of weird town names, according to Google, but Hump Tulips is up there.
Right. That is way better than Big Bottom.
That was my Chuck-a-nut. Mother's maiden name.
Chuck-a-nut. Dude, the first time I ever saw Chuck-a-nut on the road sign, I thought it was a joke. I had to ask somebody. I'm like, is that road really called Chuck-a-nut Road? And they're like, yeah. And they're all dead serious. I'm like, oh, okay, well, fuck me. Yeah.
Like, there's Nooksack.
Yeah, Nooksack's great.
Like, that right there is better than Big Bottom. Chuck-a-nut, I think, is the best, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just...
Yeah, Chuck-a-nut is probably my favorite.
Yeah. And I understand...
There's some other ones, though. There's some other ones. Tillicum.
Oh, dude, right?
Yep. Chimicum is up there as well.
Chimicum, Tillicum. There's a lot of
in Washington. Yeah,
yeah. I couldn't get myself to say it. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for being the man to take that bullet. Some of the less interesting, when you get into weird names, what do you think besides English and Spanish is the most spoken language in Washington State?
I would say, I'm not even going to touch that one, but I don't know, but I think as an Asian.
Yeah, well, that would be my guess as well.
Would you like to specify your Asian?
Oh, no, because there's so many. I mean, that doesn't, that even sounded weird. I mean, we just have a nice population of generous, nice, smart people.
So if you think about what one of the most spoken languages in the world, you'll get there.
Oh.
Math?
Yeah.
I would say Mandarin.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay.
I also I really do enjoy the map number 18 on this, which is the most popular dog by U.S. state, because it is nearly universal except for three states. So 47 states have the same answer. And then we've got the other three. The most popular dog is the Lab. And I guess that goes with every fucking lab out there. So that makes sense. And then, Kentucky and West Virginia, they're all about the Beagles.
That makes sense, too. A lot of hunting back there, right?
They hunt a lot of Beagles out there, yeah.
No, do they really?
Yeah, they eat them. That's why you keep them, because they're good to eat.
Hard times.
Jeff, shut up. That's not true. And then Florida has to be...
Or is it?
Florida has to be different with the German Shepherd.
That just feels right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Florida's fucking dangerous.
Like, I would almost assume at that point they would be like, not... They... maybe something more along the lines of fucking Doberman or something. Sick balls.
Sick balls, Chopper.
Yeah, you don't want a lot of small dogs out in Florida. They get ate by, well, natural selection, basically. You get ate by the bigger predators out there. So, yeah, you got to go with kind of a larger breeded dog if you want to keep it more than a week.
I guess that makes sense, too. Yeah. And you want, I mean, I don't know, German Shepherds seem pretty defensive, like, right, for like home protection, sort of.
You can't get them in one bite. So, yeah, you're good.
Now, the most dangerous cities in the United States. Do you think that? Do you think Tacoma made this list here?
I bet we're up in the running. At least Seattle is.
It might be why I posted the article.
It might be. Now, the list is like number of violent crimes per 1,000 residents, and it goes from like a kind of a light yellow to a very, very like dark red, and almost that kind of dried blood color. It's probably, they probably did that on purpose. And yes, yes, Tacoma made the list.
Woohoo!
Good for us. Good for us. But we didn't necessarily make it into the dried blood color.
No.
We were down at the bottom of the list here. And
damn
so,
it.
Yeah,
we could do better. We can do better, Tacoma.
We still made it. We still made it. That's good.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I committed at least 2 violent crimes getting out of bed this morning.
We hit.
You don't count if they're on yourself, Jeff.
Surprisingly, apparently Albuquerque has a little bit of violent crimes down there.
Oh, I heard stories all around. People that had training down there and stuff. People said something about like if a cop pulls you over in Albuquerque, you keep driving until you get out of Albuquerque.
Whoa, okay.
That sounds scary as shit.
That sounds terrifying.
Both ways, that's lose-lose because you're getting fucked if you pull over, and if you keep driving, you're definitely getting fucked.
Yeah,
right.
So they're just saying, don't go to Albuquerque then.
Yeah.
Right. I think there's a lot of mysterious things that happen to people who get detained in Albuquerque.
A lot of UFC fighters came from Albuquerque in the past. There was a pretty good pretty good training camps down there, apparently.
Yeah, so my brother has a couple stories about that, about being trained by guys who get their femur bone broken.
Ugh.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right, let's take that one off the list of GCP podcast places to go.
I feel though that it would be something along. I mean, that seems like. It's a little bit darker in color than Tacoma, but we could really kind of, if we go by like similarities, we can be like, well, this is kind of an even level of place that would be close to Tacoma, so we should go there. If we're just going by the dangerous crime.
Scary places, huh? Is that what's gonna have to happen?
Well, I mean, kind of in that sort of that color wheel there, we could go to Stockton or Oakland.
Oh, can we change our podcast name to the Grin City and we can just go to happy places?
We could go to that place. We definitely don't want to go to anywhere in Arkansas.
I mean, that's just generally speaking.
Yeah, St. Louis is a kind of a mid-red, so that's a little bit outside of our wheelhouse. Minneapolis is a little bit darker, so...
I've been to Minneapolis. It was a really good time.
See, so we could still kind of go with that one.
But yeah, I could see how there's a lot of crime. It gets super fucking cold there a lot of the year.
Yeah, also that...
Makes you want to murder people.
Whoa, right. Does that make you want to...
Yeah, oh, use their body for wood.
Look at Alaska. Tell me some shit.
I'm thinking Alaska's
super crimes.
Yeah, this doesn't have Alaska on the map. This is the contiguous, unfortunately. No Hawaii.
So nobody dies in Alaska?
I'm sure they are.
There's another violent crime one on there somewhere, because Alaska's definitely...
Yeah, they're up there.
Definitely up there.
Yeah, I just remember reading the comments. Someone was like, what the fuck, Alaska? Like, oh, yeah, Alaska's super dangerous.
I can
find it.
Yeah, see if you can find that one. God damn. Yeah, there's some really fun ones too. I didn't realize, even with this, they showed the air traffic control zones in the U.S. and like Seattle marks a lot of the area that they kind of control with that. Like SeaTac is, I mean, I know that like SeaTac International Airport is big, but it didn't really, it that kind of surprised me even more than just that would happen. I love also they have the origin of the U.S. state names. Obviously, we know in ours is, you know.
Dude, that one is hilarious to me because yeah. they have, if you look at the key, they have yeah. some that it's unknown, right?
Yeah.
Were you going to say this? And then they have like one that just says it was potentially made up.
Yeah.
What is the difference between unknown and potentially yeah. made up?
Idaho. Well, and that was, we were trying to figure it, and I haven't like looked into it, but the wife and I were speculating. It's like Idaho, maybe it's like an acronym or something, or like
yeah, it is.
People's like first names, like put
for
together.
Your mother.
Whoa, Jeff.
That's but how it came about. I'm pretty sure it's somebody's mama joke.
There's one state, Idaho, possibly invented on it, and then two states with unknown, which is Tennessee and Oregon. Like, so no one knows where the name of Oregon came from?
Mm.
Like, I couldn't tell you because I don't give a shit enough, but
nobody knows, but it wasn't made up, that's for sure.
Right? Yeah, possibly invented.
And the towns in Oregon are named like in places from Maine, right? Because they have like a Portland, Maine, don't they? And they have other places that have the same type of towns.
Yeah, they have
Does
really
that make sense.
They have really no idea. Like, I'm just looking up the different names for Oregon.
Yeah,
they just everyone just has their own fucking guess.
I'm pretty sure by the time the settlers got this far from, you know, the east, they were like dying of syphilis and shit. So they were just making shit up as they
were just
they
were words. Like,
yeah, they were dying. Just, yeah, babble. They were just this was the last of the last of the people who made it this far, and they're like, fuck, they're like, found it. Well, what are we gonna name it? I don't fucking know. God spit, something like that. You know,
God
okay,
spit.
What was the one? Toad liquor. This is toad liquor.
The next one after this also, okay, how do you pronounce, I don't want to like influence you on the pronunciation, but.
Oh, this one's great.
Pecan.
Yeah, there you go.
How do you pronounce the little nut pecan?
I was thinking about this one and yeah. It just sounds funny, but when growing up, when we talked about the nuts, they were pecans, right?
Hey, yeah.
You know, pecans. But when you talked about the pie, it was pecan. It was pecan pie.
So it changed based on its usage?
Yeah, it did for us, for sure. And I don't know why. I was just, it was something I was saying. That map thing made me think of it, you know?
Yeah, because I guess I don't say pecan pie. I guess I do say pecan pie. Do I say pecan yeah. pie? I'll have to ask my wife.
We say pecan, which is like the weirdest thing pie. Way to say it. Pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
So yeah, pecan, and pecan.
Oh, there was a drink too, this place where I grew up. They had a drink called a pecan punch or pecan punch, I guess. How would you say it? Pecan punch is how we would order it.
Pecan.
And it was delicious as well and would get you super hammered. The name of the place was The Star. I'm going to see if it has a list of what it was.
Also, they have a list of the safest cities in the United States. How many cities do you think are located in the top 50 that reside on the West Coast?
To go with that,
yeah.
Number 14 map is the U.S. states by violent crime rate. That's where I saw the, not to give it away, but that's where I saw Alaska was fucked up.
Does it really? Is it really?
Yeah.
Violent crime rate. Oh, yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Here's the deal. It's the violent crime rate per 100,000 residents.
Right.
So there's just not a whole lot of people in Alaska. So if you kill one, it's going to up the numbers. Like, I bet you overall there's less like violent crime in Alaska. And it's just the fact that there's less people there.
So that makes you feel better? Like it's the same. It's
I don't think my
if you're going to like say a school function and there's 1,000 people there, you feel better because only one wants to kill you versus if you go to a school function, there's 5,000, five are gonna kill you.
Hmm. All right. Well, I mean, still.
Nobody said we had to do fucking math today. We're getting in percentages.
Sorry.
But also on that note, yeah, the safest cities in the U.S., none of the top 50 are on the West Coast.
Right. We were doing percentages on how many people wanted to kill Justin in a certain place.
Whoa. Don't. Yeah.
I didn't put it out there. I'm just saying that's what we were doing.
Wow.
You're supposed to say diecutstickers.com all the time.
So that'll be my job in this.
I could ask you about your interesting coaster, and you could tell me.
Oh, fuck, Jeff. I'm drunk.
You want to
don't make this hard.
Let's do
a role play.
All right. Jeff, you start it.
Are we doing something now?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Act like here. Make a noise. Bang that against the. Hey, Scott, be careful. You about spilled your beer all over my Grit City podcast sticker.
Yeah, don't worry, man. They're durable. They're made by diecutstickers.com.
By who? Diecutstickers.com. How do you get them? Go to diecutstickers.com and tell them the Grit City podcast sent you.
Exactly. That's where you can get high-quality, durable stickers for any of your needs.
Grit City 15 to get 15% off.
Couldn't come up with anything. I was like, oh, we need to put that in.
But I couldn't. My brain didn't work fast enough. Can we do it again? This is too much fun, but I'm a little too tipsy to be doing this.
So that drink I was talking about, they called it, it's, I guess, pecan, but it's spelled, oh, son of a bitch, P-I-C-O-N.
P-I-C-O-N?
Yeah, so you guess you would say that. Pecan, right?
Pecan.
Yeah.
It is pecan. Yeah. I mean, they're making sure you know how to pronounce it the way they want you to pronounce it by making up another word. I guess all words are made up, whatever.
So it's not the same thing, but
yeah.
So I was wrong.
Is it an old pecan?
What's an old pecan?
I don't know what you just said.
Old pecan. Instead of possum, opossum. it was a callback, but I guess it was.
Oh, yeah.
It's an off pecan.
Okay. All the nuts are going everywhere. Oh, my God. Scott, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to give you some sad news.
Oh, no. What? What's up?
I saw this on a Reddit post the other day, and I had to find out and make sure, but the Tacoma Carpelles Manuscript Library Museum is now permanently closed. According to the Facebook post, the Reddit post, it was located in a big rundown old building across the street from Wright Park. And and you had talked about it a lot, and we had talked about it,
man.
And they had weird hours, and I never did get a chance to go.
Dude. It's such, I don't even know what to say. It's such a loss. I emailed him. It was kind of funny because I emailed him when I found out. I was like, what the fuck? No way, right? And their answer was, I was like, I heard this closed, you know, can we ask some questions, whatever? And she was like, yeah, we're closing. They sold the building and they're moving all the exhibits to St. Augustine, Florida, I think she said.
Oh, okay. Because,
yeah.
So, yeah, they... Like, if you go to the website, carpelles.com,
they finally updated it. It was like the 1990s. Like, it had fucking
GeoCities shit. Oh,
it,
nice.
Yeah, it was until for years. I used to say that. I would tell people.
I love frames.
when I would talk on the podcast about it, like, don't expect my, or like, you know, like their website, don't expect much because it's just a trash website, right? I was hoping with the new website they would be open to do something, but no, they have no interest in Tacoma. She said it was one of their first buildings too, man. It was such a treasure. I mean, I'm disappointed you guys didn't get to see it.
Well, we can road trip at some point, I guess, because they do have so many locations in New York, Minnesota, Florida, California, Pennsylvania.
It's going to a good home in Augusta.
Is it? Is it, Jeff? Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, they got some really
so
nice.
So fucking far away for me to see it. It's not a good home.
Florida?
Yeah, if you go,
Florida's kind of fun.
St. Augustus, that area, they have the haunted, lighthouses and stuff down there. That's an old part of the the country.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's a good time to go. That'd be another reason just to go and hang out.
See, look at that, Scott. You could go see. It's like visiting an old friend when they moved across the country.
Dude, I don't know. I wish I could express to you guys the amount of sadness it makes me not having this place. Handwritten letters from Darwin were in there, right? They had books, like pages from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Like, you could go see these things. They had original pages from the Gutenberg Bible. They had dispatches from World War II, signed by leaders, right? They had treaties from World War II after the end of the war, signed by world leaders, right? Like, they had, fuck, man, they had the pages from the book, the Carpathia, the Carpathian, the
thing that was based off of the bad
the
guy from
log.
Ghostbusters 2. No.
Maybe, I don't know. It was the captain's log from the ship that rescued survivors from the Titanic.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no, different.
So
different
they had listed like how many survivors they had rescued.
That's crazy.
You can see it. Like, you can see the actual book pages, not photocopies, not reproductions. Like, you could literally inches away from a handwritten letter from Darwin, dude. It was fucking unreal. And this was right in Tacoma, right across the street from the park. Totally free. Anybody could go see it anytime they wanted.
And you've advocated
if
they
were open.
Yeah, right. And that was, a lot of it came down to their very strange hours.
Yep. And the building was trash. The building was complete garbage. It needed to be renovated. It was old and busted looking. I could totally understand wanting to move out of that building, right?
Yeah. And then just even with, like, the pandemic was like, all right, well, everything's closed down. And then just not getting back into like the groove of revisiting some of those things, or even visiting for the first time. Like, you can still be a tourist and do some pretty amazing things. And unfortunately, this one's gone now.
Yep. Well, I mean, still, Wright Park has the conservatory, like the Plant Conservatory. Dude, if you guys haven't been there, because it was right across the street from there. So it was an easy trip to go, like, you know, hit maybe a bar, then maybe wander over the conservatory, right? Then hit up the museum. It's an easy afternoon, man. Right? Still check out the conservatory. They run on donations, I'm pretty sure. And they get some cool shit in there if you're into plants.
That's awesome.
We are into plants, right?
I am.
I'm into plants. I love
you got a plant that's into me right now, you know what I'm saying?
In some fun news in terms of...
Wait, I got one more thing that closed that made me sad.
Oh, no. What?
Yeah, Burbs Burgers, man.
Burbs Burgers?
Yes. So this place opened. It was a smash burger place in Soto, and they opened in the middle of COVID.
Oh.
And it was like, yes, it was, but you figure COVID's over, right? We're 3 years deep, 4 years at this point, right?
Probably.
Yeah, but it was the only place because they had outside seating. So there was how long you couldn't go in, right?
Right.
And so this was the only place that I could go and wait for the train and get a burger and drink a beer. I would be outside in this place because they had fireplaces outside.
Oh, nice.
Be out there like a homeless guy just snuggled up, eating a fucking burger in the rain, drinking a beer. And they closed finally. The guy had opened five locations all around Seattle, Bellevue.
See that, yeah.
And closed down. Just one day. They gave like two weeks notice and that was it.
Are they all closed?
Yep, he shut them all down.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of the pictures I sent you guys with our stickers, and they were tagged over and stuff, a lot of that came from in their bathrooms. They had lockers where you put stickers, and people would tag on them all the time. So, yeah, I was there all the time. So,
damn, you liked it, didn't you?
I love the place. I honestly, the smash burgers are great. Dude, you could get a burger, and it was like $6. Like, super cheap, and it was fucking really good.
Getting that in Seattle is fucking amazing, an amazing
right
feeling.
Right by the stadium.
Yeah.
You're right downtown, too. Like, right... It would get packed anytime there was a sporting event, you know? But this guy just couldn't make it. So, hopefully somebody else picks it up and does something with it, because it was awesome. But that place broke my heart. That place closing as well.
That sucks. But, you know, now you can... drive down to almost Vancouver, Washington, and get yourself a mid-level trash hamburger from In-N-Out.
Yeah, thanks anyway.
That was the one thing I posted. My hot take about that whole thing was like, if I'm going to No, I would. If I'm going to do all that work, I'm just going to get a burger from here. Like, In-N-Out ain't worth it, man.
No. If I'm driving by an In-N-Out and it's not busy, I might swing in and I'm hungry.
I mean,
but I'm not traveling any kind of distance to get those little burgers. It's not happening.
If I'm down that area, there's enough good food in like Vancouver anyway. But again, yeah, if I need a burger or something and it's there, sure. Like, it's not going to be like, oh no, I can't eat it. But people are getting like really super excited, and I'm just like, you know, we've got, first off, if you want an In-N-Out style burger, you can get out and about out in Puyallup.
Yeah, we get that. Oh, once a month, once every, yeah.
Yeah, they're literally like an In-N-Out clone. Like, they, I don't know if they really advertise themselves as that much, but I mean, come on, out and about, In-N-Out, you know what you're doing, you know what you're doing. So, I mean, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum if they're down with driving all the way down there for some burgers. I know some of our listeners have mentioned that they do.
Boo.
But I didn't boo. That was Scott.
People laughed. Did you hear that? Yeah. I booed and someone all asked.
So, send those complaints to Scott at gritcitypodcast.com. And yeah, so there's our requisite food chat, I guess, for that. I just realized, but anytime it comes up, I'm like, we have so many good burger places that I would rather just go and get food from, which includes Dusty's with like the Murph. And they also got the hot, I think they have the hot honey chicken sandwich.
Yep, so good.
Fuck, dude, yeah. And there's so many other places around here that I haven't tried or I haven't gone back to enough that are great. And why would I go and get that stuff? Like, it's the same reason why I've done it for like the nieces when they were hanging out, and it would be like, okay, we'll go get McDonald's. But anytime I get McDonald's, I'm so fucking sad. Like, you can just get better burgers.
Yeah. Well, McDonald's, I don't know. I'm a weirdo. I follow a lot of McDonald's news just because the business interests me, but, right. they're refocusing their whole thing on just cheap food now. So if you go and look at McDonald's menu, they only have like, I don't know, something like 6 or 8 burgers, like, and they're basically all the same thing and they're all super cheap. Right. And then they did like, simplified their menu down to just like chicken, a couple, like maybe six chicken burgers. I think they still keep the fish and like 8 hamburgers. I mean, I'm not including breakfast, right? But they just really simplified their menu. There for a while, they had all kinds of weird burgers and all kinds of crazy shit. Yeah, they decided, from what I read, they said the number one complaint was from people that where prices were going up. So they just said, we're just going to focus on like what sells, and we're going to try to keep the price as low as possible. So
that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, you can't knock McDonald's. They're killing it, right? They've been killing it for years.
For and then, forever, and, yeah. Of course,
yeah, and then, of course, everybody's, you know, says their real estate, right? Is there real money? So there's all kinds of interesting things about McDonald's.
Scotty Legacy in our chat says, use the McDonald's app for discounts. Lots to buy.
Oh,
buy
yeah.
One, get one.
Usually, if I'm going to a fast food place, I hate that everything has an app, but it really is worth it. Like, if I'm going to, like, Burger King, because I used to love their $5, like, 2 Whoppers for $5. That's just long gone, by the way. Inflation killed that. But they'll still have some deals, and I fucking love a Whopper. And if I can get 2 Whoppers, even Whopper Juniors I'll go down with on that. That's my go-to. And it's the same thing. I'll hit up the apps and get all of that. I'm not above getting that
right
food.
Move for a Whopper, man. I don't know what it is, but, like, when you want one, you want one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, I want a fucking Whopper.
I want that flame broil, just that charred meat stench right up in my nose. Just get up in there. That's like half of it there. It's a sensory experience.
Probably. You're probably right.
A little bit on that. I wanted, before we head out of there, so if you got any like last minute interesting questions or things that we wanted to get that already. But I did want to mention the fact that, well, the rich keep getting richer.
What?
No, this is actually a good thing, but the Tacoma City Council did approve a neighborhood plan to upgrade the Proctor District because the north end of Tacoma needs to look beautiful, And how about something for the east side, you fuckers? But yeah, so there'll be more bike lanes, more trees, and open street community events will be coming to Tecoma's Proctor District. Not hating too much. There's some great businesses over there. But also, I would like to see some stuff happening on the other side of the 6th Avenue. But they're going to keep it pretty over there and make it all happen. So if you see all the construction and all the weird stuff that's happening over there, they got a $50,000 community booster grant. The city will be planting new trees, replacing diseased ones from the business district, as well as open streets pilot programming for the summer, which actually looks like more food trucks, live music, and street festivals. So that would be kind of fun as well. I love the food truck scene, so, and we need to bump that up on that.
There's... I like the street festivals as well.
Yeah.
Man,
I do too.
Fest and those are great.
Absolutely. And stuff like that around that area. It's a good walk. Those are good walking neighborhoods for sure. Just that was where when we took scooters when they were still in this town, we took them down to Ice Cream Social on the Proctor District. And then as we were walking back, we saw this house. It's somewhere up there. Their front yard, it might be one of the rain gardens, or it just might be badass, but it had in like an old mining cart out front on like train tracks. So it was a whole like gravel kind of like scene with these train tracks and this mining cart just hanging out there. And I was like, that is so fucking cool.
That is cool.
And it makes me want to do like some landscaping stuff, but then like that shit's expensive, so we'll see.
It's a lot of work too.
Yeah, I know. I think every time I'm like, we should do something with that. They've got good rain garden programs and you should look them up if you're looking into that sort of thing for like landscaping. The city does a lot of stuff and provides grants for some stuff, and that's what got me thinking into that sort of aspect. But then the wife's like, are you gonna maintain that? I'm like, well, I mean, no, never mind. No, I guess
no. No, we're not.
Are you going to pay someone to maintain that? No. You made up money. I'm looking for grants for this shit. So
you know what? To be honest, though, like the gravel front or you know what I mean? Something that's not like super nice, really nice grass is pretty easy to maintain once if it's put in right. I'm just saying. And you can maintain it without poison. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I keep looking at my yard and it's like half moss and probably grass. And I'm like, I'm getting to that point where I'm like, do I want to have some pride in my front yard? I'm getting to that age now.
Are you really?
It's starting to feel like
that. That's never clicked with me because I'm like, I don't give a shit. Like I'm not out playing football on it. Does it look good when you drive by? All right, shut the fuck up then.
But it's like, it kind of doesn't, man. It looks like my front yard's got mange. I can't really like there's a point where I'm like, you know, I hate mowing, but also right now it's like you have to mow like certain spots because it looks like bald spots popping up. So it's just
you guys should start gardening. I'm gonna start sending Michelle like gardening links to videos. She's gonna have
luck.
You out there with fucking little shorts on and a hat.
Oh, so you're gonna make it so she
little
gets
flower
me into
gloves
doing
and
it.
Shit planting things.
Hey, as long as I have those little like knee pillow things that all old ladies have,
please, like you don't have those already.
We might. I don't know. I'm not 100%. We might have some.
Well,
of that stuff.
We have some inside ones and some outside ones. Yeah.
Oh, all right, Jeff. Okay. I think it's a good time for us to finish up on here. You guys got anything else you want to bring up before we get out?
I got nothing, man.
Just be nice.
Cool.
Be nice to each other, you guys.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point. And the world's getting a little weird, but also you can be nice to each other because we have a good safe space in our Discord chat.
Yeah.
You can hang out with us and bring up some bullshit. And talk about sports and
become a patron, like our newest patron, Steven Tyler's Toes.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, that
someone tapped out right there too. Yep. God damn, I'm good at this.
You can also be a patron and find all sorts of bonus content. Like Derek did mention earlier, we have a special bonus episode that if it's not up now, it will be up soon I don't know the schedule is, and based off of us releasing all these episodes, fuck, who cares? It's up there. There's a lot of content out there. Some bonus things like questions we ask, questions we answer. Sometimes we talk about video games. What are the other things that we do, Derek?
Yeah. So we've had a lot of side conversations that have happened because of the question. You know, Package Man UPS hooked us up with a kind of a Q&A last week, so we did that. But yeah, we're just looking at expanding the conversations. It's the conversations we have before and after, or at least we start the conversations before we start recording and then get back to them afterwards.
Yep. And it's a lot of the times it's fueled by you guys, like you say with the Package Man UPS. But if you're a patron and you want to you know, ask us about some stuff, you can do so, and we can have a special bonus question delving into some of the deeper stuff. A lot of the times it gets onto the nerdy bends, too. We're all nerds in our own right, and so we kind of geek out on some stuff that sometimes is a little off topic for our podcast over here.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to put it. Like, in this show, obviously, we talk a lot about Tacoma, and we give our own personalities, our own personal takes on these things. The Patreon episodes are more of a get to know us style of episode.
Exactly. So if you like us, or if you want to get into that saucy conversation,
that's a big orc like dick.
Sometimes it gets a little weird in there. Ooh, oh, I love the sausage. All right. I don't know if we're going to dissuade or persuade people to be a part of our Patreon on that, but you can do so by going to patreon.com/GritCityPodcast, or also just go to GritCityPodcast.com. We throw it out there because it's a good way to find all of our stuff, and we've got some weird stuff on there. We've got drinking rules for a Elvis/clown that makes YouTube shows. We have a list of all of our episodes, and I guess it doesn't get any weirder than the clownvis drinking rules, does it?
No, not really. I think that's the weirdest it gets.
Yeah,
but it's practical. It's a practical list. Yeah,
it helps. It helps you have fun, have parties, and you know that's what matters. So thank you everyone for being a part of us, hanging out, whichever way you do. If you like the episodes, if you like the podcast, if you like the people that we talk to, share the podcast. Tell your moms about us because mothers love the Grit City Podcast.
Yeah.
Mothers-in-law as well, too. And, well, really anyone, to be perfectly freaking honest. Well, all right. Well, thank you guys for listening, and until next time, stay gritty.
You've been listening to the Grit City Podcast. Check them out at gritcitypodcast.com.